Two songs have been running in my head all week long. And you're going to have to have some age on you to know these two songs. Does anybody really know what time it is? Does anybody really care? All right, you know that. You know what I'm talking about. Yeah, season heads. How about this? Time keeps on slipping into the future. Okay, these songs have been in my head all week when I realized I was preaching this message this morning. And neither one of those songs are appropriate for a special, okay, at church. But there's a lot of truth in those particular phrases. Do you really know what time it is? And do you realize that time is slipping and slipping away? And when you get to be Dan's age, you understand how fragile time can be and how it's slipping away. Yes, I know I'm older than you. By a week or two. But when we look up, I was just amazed this morning. I said, yeah, that somebody said back there that we were heading to 2020, this last of decade, and I never thought that I would live to see 2020. It just never, ever crossed my mind. But here we are, the last Sunday of 2019, the last worship service. God has been good to give us the time that He has given us. We're not desperate. Well, I mean, we're not given a certain number of years to live. It's all by God's grace. And I look and I see God has been really good to some. He's been good to me. But sometimes we get so busy in this life of ours that we neglect the time. Have you ever looked down at your watch and said, or the watch, the beeps or whatever comes up and says, got a reminder, you better do that, and you've lost all track of time. Time kept on going, but you've lost track of time. What we're going to do this morning, we're going to examine the prospect of time and what time it really is in this life of ours. Whether you're 5 years old or whether you're 90, it does not matter. Time is the same. So let's look at Romans 13, verses 10 through 14, where we'll get the majority of our text this morning. Love does no harm to a neighbor. You're saying, what does this have to do with time? Everything. Therefore, love is the fulfillment of the law. All right. At first, I thought we was going to 1 John, right? Because this sounds just like 1 John. But let's look in verse 11. And do this, what? Do what? Loving your neighbor, knowing the time, that it is high time. And for some of you old enough, you may have heard your parents say that phrase. It's high time, young man. All right? To awake out of sleep. All right, if you're sleeping right now, it's time for you to wake up. For now our salvation is nearer than when we first believed. Verse 12. The night is far spent. The day is at hand. Therefore, let us cast off the works of darkness and let us put on the armor of light. Let us walk properly as in the day, not in revelry and drunkenness, not in lewdness and lust, not in strife and envy. But put on the Lord Jesus Christ and make no provision for the flesh to fulfill its lust. Yes, you better know what time it is. So, first off, we need to determine what is time. What is time? Time is marked off eternity. All right? Got a big circle. Tell me where the end and beginning of that circle is. Well, it's not. There's no end or beginning to it. What time is, and that circle represents eternity. No beginning, no end. It's just forever.
And what God has done is he has taken and cut into that circle, marked off a piece of that never-ending circle, and that is called time. And that is what we live in. There is a beginning, and there is an end. Genesis 1:1 was the beginning of time. And in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. He did that not for God's sake, but he did it for man's sake. He did it for us. Because now we are allowed only so much time in this life. And the question is, in this time that God has given us, what are we supposed to do with this time? Ephesians 5:16 tells us that we are to redeem the time because the days are evil. Now, I don't know if how many, but how many of y'all do coupons or coupons? Yeah, you do coupons, coupons. What are you doing when you take that coupon there? You are redeeming it. In other words, you're getting something back for it. You are getting something of value back for that. So when we redeem time, we are getting something of value back for that time. Now, not everything that we do in life has value. Matter of fact, a lot of things in this life does not have value. So we're giving our time to things that are not worthy of what God wants us to do in life. So the question is, does anybody really know what time it is? And sometimes we lose track of time. I know Dan has this problem because I do, and probably you all do. And because we have a list of things that we want to get done during the day, right? And we have this day all planned. And then the next thing you know, we look up and it's, yeah, whatever. It's late. And we have not got done what we had intended to do because we have not used our time necessarily wisely. Have you ever had a day where you've done everything that you thought that you need to do? If I have, I don't remember it. Maybe you do. Maybe you do it. Maybe you're one of those people that I don't like at all who make a list and they don't stop until they check off every little box on that list. But maybe you do that all the time. But I don't. I do not carry a watch. Now, I do have a phone and it tells me what time it is. But yesterday I spent all day in my office at the house because Miss Terry was sick. And I said, I'm going to get a lot of work done. And I got some work done, all right. All, you know, the football game's on, and I got work done. And then I looked up, and it was 11 o'clock at night. And I did not get nothing about what I thought I would get done. So what time is it? Don't look at your watch. Well, I just look at the clock. Do you know the time? The time is that our salvation, the fulfilling of His promise, is nearer than it has ever been. We are literally running out of time. Some folks kind of believe that they've got an abundant supply of time and they can just waste as much as they can possible because it never ends. But we are drawing very, very close to the end of that marked off eternity. The night is far spent, but the daylight is coming. The day that you will go to meet your Maker is coming sooner than you want to believe. Man, that's pretty tough stuff, but you know what? That's the facts of life. That is what time it is. That our time on this earth is drawing closer and closer to its end. Whether it's your death
or the Lord comes back to take us home, the time is short. Let's look at 2 Timothy 1 through 9. Who has saved us and called us with a holy calling, not according to our works, but according to His own purpose and grace, which was given to us in Christ Jesus before time began. Verse 10. I guess there's not a verse 10. All right. Before time began, He called us to His own, us to Him. And He's taken care of us. He has looked after us. He's loved us. And He's called us to do certain things in this time that He has given each and every one of us. Now the problem is the next phrase in this. Does anybody know what time it is? The next phrase is what's bothersome. Does anybody really care about what time? Huh? Does anybody really care? And that's where the time keeps on slipping part comes in. Because before they wake up, you know, next you wake up, you're a kid one day and you're having fun, and then you wake up one day and you really look in the mirror and you say, my goodness, I'm 3 months from 60 years old. Have you done that, Dan, yet? I look and I say, what happened? And then you begin to look at your life and wonder, how have I used my time? And there's a lot of folks, and I care, but there's a lot of folks who don't care. All they worry about is that 24-hour period of time, that next day, and that next day, and that next day, until they have no more days, and they don't worry about anything else. They don't care that time is slipping away. They don't care that the Lord's fixing to come back, and they do not care about anything about God at all. All they care about is that moment that they had before them right now. I hope that you care about what time it is. My favorite part is this high time. It's high time. Well, do you know what high time means? Some of you younger folks may not know what high time means. And I've heard this a bunch when I was a kid. Randy, it is high time you get out of your bed and get up and get ready and get. And that was Miss Terry yesterday, I think. But anyway, I've heard the phrase high time. Okay, it is now. You ain't got any more time. It's right now. It's upon you. I hate that feeling too. Because I am a born procrastinator, and if you want to admit it, you probably are too in some form. But if I can put it off, I'll put it off until that very last, until I say, okay, I guess got to get done, so boom. It is high time to wake up. So what are we doing during these last days where it says many are asleep? I don't know how many times. I don't do it as much anymore because I learned that if you go to bed early, you can get up earlier. It makes sense. But when I was a young man working, I would stay up to 1, 2 o'clock every morning and then struggle to get up in time to go to work. And how many times that I'd go, oh no, and I'd pop out of bed and I'd race to get to work because it was high time. It is high time to get up out of bed, quit sleeping, and get busy for God. And I don't necessarily mean sleeping during church services, although that would help if you'd wake up if you did that. But what I mean is for you to, what you're doing is you're sleeping to the reality that time is slipping away from you, and you need to be serving the Almighty God who gave you that time. And it's high time that you wake up and get ready. Too many Christians are asleep at the wheel. Their salvation secure and their life is put on automatic pilot while they sleep. We are to realize and wake up that time is running out and there is much work to do. If I was to ask you right now, if you knew people in your life, your friends, your family, that needed to know Jesus Christ as your Savior, you'd probably raise your hand. Because you know not just one, but several. And one day you say that I'm going to present God to them. I'm going to lead them to the Lord. I'm going to invite them to church. I'm going to help them. But time just keeps slipping away and it doesn't happen. I've got time. You need to wake up. We're not guaranteed a time. Time is slipping away. Jesus is coming soon. We just don't know when. But there is a point where time, this world, is going to cease. And this time for us as saved children of God is going to be over. If it was soon 2,000 years ago, how much sooner is it now? And we're to quit living like the world and realize this world is temporary. We're tempted by the world to live like the world. And we must put off the things of darkness and be the light in these darkest hours for the world to be able to see Christ in us. There is a sense of urgency here. And we can't portray that sense of urgency if we're not living for Christ. If it doesn't look like we believe He's coming back soon either. In Hebrews 11, verse 24, it says, "By faith, Moses, when he became of age, refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter, choosing rather to suffer affliction with the people of God than to enjoy the passing pleasures of sin, esteeming the reproach of Christ greater riches than the treasures in Egypt, for he looked to the reward." He looked. What is this world going to do for you? What is it that you're going to take from this world? The only thing that you can take from this world is what God gives you. But yet we invest all of our time getting things of this world, putting our hope and our faith and our trust in things that we can never possibly take with us. Time is running out. So what are we to do? Put on the Lord Jesus Christ. In 1 Thessalonians 5, "But concerning the times and the seasons, brethren, you have no need that I should write to you, for you yourselves know perfectly that the day of the Lord so comes as a thief in the night. For when they say peace and safety, then sudden destruction comes upon them as labor pains upon a pregnant woman, and they shall not escape. But you, brethren, are not in darkness, so that this day should overtake you as a thief. You are all sons of light and sons of the day. We are not of the night nor of darkness. Therefore, let us not sleep as others do, but let us watch and be sober. For those who sleep, sleep at night, and those who get drunk are drunk at night. But let us who are of the day be sober, putting on the breastplate of faith and love, as a helmet, the hope of salvation." That's who we are. We are the men in the gap, standing in the gap. We are to this world. We are to be watchmen, to be spreading God's word to the world, telling them you all seen them, those people who go around with signs, "The end of the world is near." They're not wrong. They're just a little strange. But they're not wrong. It is a message that should be proclaimed. We are running out of time. You know, there's another aspect of time that I do not like, because I pride myself into getting things done on time. I may push it,
And I think that even when I run past a deadline that I can fudge and I can make it still work. Right? Somebody will cut me some slack and I can still make the deadline. Sometimes, though, it is past time. You can't get it back. It has gone too far. It has slipped away, and there's nothing else you can do. It will be too late when you die. That's it. It'll be too late. It'll be past time when the Lord returns. Then it'll be too late. All those things that you intended to do, all those things on your list, you'll not get the opportunity to do them because it'll be past time. Those things, sin habits that you've been plaguing you, those things you said, I need to... And here we are. We're going to be coming up this week at the first of the year. And we'll maybe have our, quote, New Year's resolutions. And we're going to say, I'm going to change this. I am going to get rid of this sin in my life. I'm going to do this and I'm going to do that. I'm going to exercise. I'm going to... You know, all the things that we tell ourselves we're going to do because we know that the things we're doing is not really good. Then we're going to try to get rid of. We need to really take it seriously. Those people in our lives that we should be concerned about knowing Jesus, it should be a priority. And even more so knowing that time is running out. We need to get rid of those sins in our lives and the habits that plagues us. We need to work for the Lord, witness to that person, do those things that God wants you to do, those things that are permanent, those things that are eternal, those things that we can take with us, things that are important, the reason why God, those things are the reason why God has given us time to begin with. It'll be too late one day. It'll be past time. We only have one shot at this life. There's no reincarnation. You don't get a do-over. You do not get a mulligan. And when that final day comes to your life, it'll no longer be high time. It'll be past time. It is appointed unto men once to die, and then the judgment. There's no second chance. So it's very important that you understand the time. You recognize what time it is. You may be here today and you know that you need to accept Jesus Christ into your heart and your life. You need to accept Him as your Savior. You know that you need to do that. But you keep putting it off and you'll say you do it one day. It's high time. Because we may leave this building today and we may never come back. That's the reality. It's happening all over this world where people right now are passing from this life. And most of them don't know. They don't know. Didn't realize that they just had one more night, one more day. They only didn't realize they had one more worship service. Today, don't make the mistake of letting time slip away from you. Make sure the time that you have is so important. Because one day, there'll be the end of time. It'll be the end of time. In Revelation 20, and I saw the dead, great and small and great, standing before God. And books were opened, and another book was opened, which is the book of life. And the dead were judged according to their works by the things which were written in the books. The sea gave up the dead who were in it, and death and Hades delivered up the dead who were in them, and they were judged, each one according to his works. Then death and Hades were cast into the lake of fire, and this is the second death, and anyone not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. Have you used your time wisely? Are you prepared for that day?
That day when time ends and there is judgment. There'll be no more makeup test. There won't be any time, see, can I turn this in late? No, if it's late, it's late. And it won't matter what you do. In Revelation 22:12, behold, I'm coming quickly. My reward is with me to give to everyone according to his work. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last. Blessed are those who do his commandments, that they may have the right to the tree of life and may enter through the gates into the city. But outside are dogs and sorcerers and sexual immoral and murderers and idolaters and whoever loves and practices a lie. And the Spirit and the bride say, come. And let him who hears say, come. And let him who thirsts come. Whoever desires, let him take the water of life freely. Wow. Come. Time is running out. And the invitation is here. For whatever your needs are this morning, God will tell you what your needs are. You'll know it in your heart. Look at verse 20. He who testifies to these things says, surely I am coming quickly. Amen. Even so, Lord, even so come, Lord Jesus. He is coming. Time is slipping away. The end is near. And we need to all look at our lives and determine what we're going to do with the rest of our lives. Because you know what? We cannot change the past. We can only do what we can do today and take one step. And each step that we take further in our time and realize that everything that we do as we progress through whatever life we have left, whatever time is left, that it will be for the honor and the glory of God. Let not nothing be undone in our lives that needs to be done. Because right now, it is high time that we do them. And we cannot wait until it's past time. Maybe you're here today and you've never accepted Jesus Christ into your heart and your life. And right now the Spirit of God is saying, come. It's saying, come. I'm calling you. If that's the case, I beg you, do not put this off another day. Do not put it off another minute. But come and ask Him into your heart, into your life. And if you're here today a saved child of God, but you really have lost all track of time and all purpose of what God wants us to do with this time that He's given us, and if that's the case, you can't do anything about the wasted time of the past, but you certainly can do something about the time that He has left for you. And pray that He has enough time for you to accomplish the things that He wants you to do in your life. And not the things of the world. Maybe we need to get rid of the sin that's plaguing us. Maybe we need to be a light to the world, showing them how close His return is. Whatever it is this morning that He is wanting you to do, don't put it off. You may not have the time. Let's all stand as we prepare for an invitation. I don't know your heart. I don't know your life. But I do know that you have this moment, this time, in order to make a decision for Him. And so would you do that this morning as we sing?